Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're talking about the merits of having a high-speed electric vehicle charging station on your property. A charger is an income-producing asset, or at least it might be, depending on the contractual arrangement. There's numerous charging solutions out there for electric vehicles. The best-known solution is the Tesla Supercharger. They were the dominant supplier of charging stations, and they also had 61.7% share of the EV market in North America. That market share has now fallen to 51.3%, and for the first time, we've seen a decline in Tesla revenue, which is down 13.3% year over year in the first quarter. There's numerous articles out there advocating investing in EV charging infrastructure, arguing that EV charging could be a lucrative investment for your business. And charging fees can bring in thousands in revenue per year, depending on your situation and type of business. Beyond direct revenue, EV charging stations can also help attract new customers by putting your business on the map, increasing the time they spend at your location. They can unlock cross-selling opportunities and enhance your sustainability credentials. Now, if your business is a rest stop on a freeway or a coffee shop or a fast food establishment, a charging station could be a good complement to your existing business. People will choose your location to charge a vehicle while they eat. Tesla has a network of superchargers all over North America. If you're hoping that Tesla will provide you with a source of income by putting superchargers on your property, then you're sadly mistaken. Tesla is very clear in their documentation that they will pay for 100% of the cost of the installation of a supercharger, and they will pay for the electricity used by the supercharger, but they will not pay for the use of your space, nor will they share in the revenue with you. The win for you is that the foot traffic generated by those parked cars will become a source of revenue for you. If you sell coffee or donuts, or maybe they'll do their grocery shopping at your store while they're charging their vehicle. The other option is to install an aftermarket charger with one of the many companies that also have these fee-for-service chargers. In that instance, you can charge a premium for the service over and above the electricity charge. There are several high-capacity chargers on the market. For example, ChargePoint has a product called the Express 250. That's a 62.5-kilowatt charger that will add 250 miles of range in an hour. This is faster than the Level 2 charger that you might install in your home, but it's still slow compared with the Tesla Supercharger. It's about the third of the speed of the Tesla Supercharger, which will add 200 miles of range in 15 minutes. The ChargePoint charger costs $52,000, and it will also require the installation of a transformer to supply the charger. A transformer will cost anywhere from $6,000 to $10,000 depending on the size and on how many chargers you intend to power from a single transformer. Now let's say that each charger and transformer is going to cost in the ballpark of $70,000. On top of that, the real cost is going to be trenching to bring in high voltage power to the location. Depending on how far the location is from the high voltage transmission lines, this infrastructure cost could dominate the cost of the charger. Now the economics of this investment, to me, seem a little marginal. If you charge 10 cents per kilowatt hour over and above the direct energy charge, then you will generate $6.20 in profit per hour for every hour the charger is in use. If you use dynamic pricing, still the profit is going to be relatively the same. In high traffic locations, like say a rest stop on the freeway, you might get 6 hours of usage a day. In that instance, the charger will contribute about $37 a day in income to the bottom line for a 62 kilowatt charger. That means a little over $1,100 in net income a month. Now, if you only get 3 hours usage a day, you're going to cut that number in half. The cap rate, based on your investment, is going to be around 19% if you're getting 6 hours a day of usage, and maybe 9.5% if you're at 3 hours a day. It all comes down to utilization and capacity. Now, if you can get a larger 250-kilowatt charger, your income can grow considerably, but so too will the cost of installation. The latest development in the world of charging infrastructure is that Tesla laid off 100% of their charging infrastructure business unit. That business consisted of about 500 people. Now, the reason for gutting that part of the company is hard to fathom. They still need to maintain the network of existing chargers, even if the company feels they have a sufficient installed base of chargers in the field for the foreseeable future. The company has kept its charging maintenance team intact. The chargers did not make money for Tesla in the early days. Tesla's costs are reputed to be between 30 to 50% lower than the rest of the industry, and Elon has reported the charging business aims to contribute about a 10% net profit to the bottom line. Government funding to subsidize the cost of installing chargers has accelerated the installation of new chargers. Now, there have been complaints about lineups at Tesla superchargers. What's hard to determine is the long-term life cycle for charging. The current ratio of chargers to vehicles is likely going to change. Will there be a surplus of chargers in the future or a shortage? It's hard to predict how that market's going to unfold. The 13% drop in sales at Tesla is concerning. We went from a situation where cars were in short supply to one where there's visible inventory of new Teslas in the field at Tesla locations. It's likely that Tesla is going to outsource the further development of their charging business to outside companies now that the company has opened up the platform to other manufacturers like Ford and General Motors. They might even spin it off into a separate business, and that would actually make sense if it's going to be platform agnostic. Given the changing dynamics in the market, I personally would not make a capital investment in EV charging at this moment. There's simply too much uncertainty for me to feel confident in making an investment. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.